Six Music. From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Not so much the mirror in my bathroom that I'm worried about, as much as the clock in my writing room. For some reason, it's ticking louder. Any theories, anyone? Any theories? Guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. It's kind of like a cheap 70s sort of deco-ish clock, but there's something quite charming about it. I've always liked it. It's a Sunday night for you. It's a Wednesday afternoon for me. It sounds like this outside my window. It's very sunny down there. Some youths in the alley. Hello, lads. Yeah, shuffle on. This from the man who penned Lippy Kids, all about the joys of youth. Get off my land. So it's quite hot. I might have to open the window in a bit, which will make this room sound less like a studio and more like what it is, which is the roof of my house. I am, of course, Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Thank you for joining me. I'm with you till midnight. I promised you some Ron Sexsmith last week. We heard the wonderful Feist covering one of his tunes, Brandy Alexander. And I said, yeah, we should play some Ron. I've not played some for ages. So we're going to hear Secret Heart in a moment. And my chosen artist this week is post Peter Gabriel Genesis. I want to shine a light on some of that stuff. You often hear people say that, Genesis were rubbish after Peter Gabriel. I only listened to Peter Gabriel era Genesis. Well, I'm hopefully going to prove you wrong. There's plenty of amazing stuff. So three tunes from them between now and midnight. Also got loads of really great song for guy recommendations from you lot, including a really touching story of past love. Oh, it's a good one. The Beckopedia will be dropping by, of course, with a really beautiful old recording, and I'll be reading out your oh-so-amusing emails. Right now, though, that promised Ron Sexsmith tune, this is Sacred Heart. It's a... sorry, it's not Sacred Heart. There you go, Catholic boy. Freudian slip. This is Secret Heart. Off we trot.
Secret Heart, what are you made of? What are you so afraid of? Could it be three simple words? All the fear of being overheard. What's wrong? Let her in on your sacred heart. Secret heart, why so mysterious? Why so sacred? Why so serious? Maybe you're just acting tough. Maybe you're just not man enough. What's wrong? Let her in. This very secret you'll try to conceal is the very same one you'll die to reveal. Go tell her how you feel. Loneliness, few can bear it. Could it have something to do with admitting that you just can't go through it alone? Let her in on your secret. What's wrong?
That's some seriously natural, instinctive songwriting there, if you don't mind me saying so, Ron Sexsmith. That was Ron with Secret Heart, a beautiful, beautiful thing, from the album which has just got his name, Ron Sexsmith. I've seen him play live a couple of times as well, and he really is excellent. Okay, so our featured artist this week is Post Gabriel Genesis. It's well noted that I love Peter Gabriel, everything he's done, in fact, and in particular his work. Well, not in particular, I love all of his work. But you quite often hear people sort of almost smugly say that nothing happened after he left Genesis, and it's not true. I can't confess to loving everything that Genesis have done, especially towards the end of their career. But there's plenty that's brilliant, and I'm going to play some now. This is from A Trick of the Tail, which is my favourite of the post-Gabriel records, and it's called Ripples. And sit back and turn it up and experience this beautiful, free, sonic experience. This is Post Peter Gabriel Genesis with Ripples.
Bluebells come in every size. Some are wise and some are the wise. They got pretty blue eyes. For now a man may change. For now her face looks strange. Looks strange, looks strange. Marching to the promised land, flows and takes you by the hand, pulls you down on your knees. While you're down, a pool appears. The face in the water looks up, and she shakes her head as if to say that it's the last time look like today. Face that launched a thousand ships is sinking fast. That happens, you know. The water gets below. Seems not very long ago. Lovelier she was than any that book and gracefully decline. The song's found a tale. My, what a jealous pool is she. The face in the water looks up. She shakes her head as if to say that the blue
There you go, from A Trick of the Tail, that was Genesis and Ripples. More post-Gabriel Genesis coming up throughout the show. Just trying to balance public opinion a little bit. Just trying to do the right thing. Thank you to Glasto Nurse, Marley Moo, Ursula Film, HK Breyer, The Grey Skies, KX2. I know they'll sound like rappers. It'll become apparent in a minute. Joe Feather 1 and Shell X. All for your lovely tweets and emails saying that you love the show. Much appreciated. Dave Guy got in touch and said, just wondered if the Moondog track you played in the New York show was the original album version. It seemed a lot slower than any of the YouTube clips I can find. Yeah, it was Moondog and the London Saxophonic, and it's from an album called Sax, Pay for Sax, or rather Pay for a Sax. Sax, Pay for a Sax, recorded in 1994. That's Moondog and the London Saxophonic Orchestra. Jamie J says, what radio program did you recommend on your recent Back in the Big Apple broadcast? It was Radio Lab, which is a podcast, a free podcast. Go to radiolab.org, and there's hundreds of them, and they're absolutely mind-blowing. They're really great. Don't let the word lab put you off. It's not geeky science stuff. They're amazing human stories. Some of them are based in science, some of them are based in history, some of them are based in human experience, folklore. They can go anywhere. And one of the guys that presents it, Jad Abumrah, he's also a composer, so it's really artistically produced and edited. You have to hear one. If you hear one, I guarantee you'll get them all. Go and find yourself a Radio Lab. Not now, of course. That would be rude.
All right, Sean.
All right, Russell Brand. Great to see you again.
It's good to see you, mate. You look a lot healthier than I remembered. You look like you've never been fat, and it's given you a twinkle.
Oh, I'm flattered you remember me. And I must say, my radio program's a lot healthier than perhaps it was when you last heard it as well.
What is it that you do? Is it mostly your impression of Burgess Meredith from Rocky 1 and 2?
You're pathetic. You got nothing to call yourself a boxer. Come on, drop and give me 50.
Adrian!
Maybe that could improve.
Let's not forget. Great. You know, me and John, you know, we should just sit there and play the guitars.
Very good.
Oh, Russell. Don't look at me like that. I know what you're thinking. And of course you can.
Okay, all right. Really good.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings from 7.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
JP Lancaster gets in touch from Colombia. He says, hola from Colombia. He says, listening from Medellin, is that how you say it? Medellin in Colombia with my beautiful wife Luna. Sun going down with a cool beer. From a Mancunian far away from home, Massive Attack's Protection, please. Bit of old school chill. John Paul has recommended two tunes that we're going to play this week. The second one by Nina Simone is going to come up after 11 o'clock. But for now, here you are. Here's your old school chill. And lots of love to you and Luna, mate. From old Mank here. Yeah, I'm not me. I'm not an old Mank. Well, I'm an older Mank than I was. You know what I'm saying? Love from Manchester. I'm going to play the song. Massive Attack and Protection for John Paul Lancaster and his wife Luna over there in British... where did he say it was? Medellin in Colombia. Okay, right, spoiler alert. If you're fond of So Real by Jeff Buckley, I'm about to point something out in a minute that will ruin it for you. So maybe go and make a cup of tea while I do this next link and then listen to the song and enjoy it as you always have. It comes because of this email from Peter J. He says, "G'day guy, when you have incorporated the soundtrack of an everyday object or piece of furniture in the soundtrack of a song, those are the funniest moments of the finest hour." This is some thorough criticism from Peter here. "So my funniest moments are when I've incorporated soundtrack of an everyday object or piece of furniture into the soundtrack of a song." I think that's quite clear. "Your crutch banging on the stairs, I remember that. I was going upstairs, and I've got to get up to do this to demonstrate this. I was going upstairs with my crutches when I bust my ankle, and I was doing the Mastermind theme tune. Right, like that. There you go. Demonstrate again. And then what's the other one he mentions? Peter goes on to say, "Oh, during last week's item of Further Comedy Gold, when you had a boiling kettle impersonating the intro to 10cc's I'm Not In Love, you asked the question, which Jeff Buckley track has the sound of a Hoover strangling a piece of carpet, probably a shagpile carpet? Well, I can reveal it is So Real." It is, and I believe it was my sister Boop who pointed this out in the first place, and it kind of does ruin the tune. So look out for Jeff Buckley trying to get a particularly stubborn bit of fluff off his lovely white shagpile carpet in the middle of this guitar solo. His guitar solo sounds like an old Hoover, basically. But it's still a wonderful song. It is Jeff Buckley and So Real.
"Love, let me sleep tonight on your couch. I remember the smell of the fabric of your simple city dress.
I love you, but I'm afraid.
couldn't resist showing you that. And well spotted, Peter J. Wonderful stuff. If you've found any other unusual sounds in the middle of records that sound like things that they aren't, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's the same address if you just want to berate me for ruining a Jeff Buckley tune for you. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Just go to my page on the 6 Music website and drop me a line. That's the same address if you're going to recommend a song, a song for Guy, if you like. And here is one. Here is one from Vance Williams. He says, his distance from Bay Village, Ohio, USA to Ipswich is 3,791. Unfortunately, I live in Prestwich, not Ipswich, but it's probably about the same. He says, thanks for the trip down memory lane with your mention of the Elbow Doves tour in America. First time I saw you was at the Mayan Theatre in Los Angeles. I remember that gig. It was marvellous. Doves were on fire. He says, what about Suffer Never by the Finn Brothers? A mid-90s gem from the songwriting team of Neil and Tim Finn. Another great tune on this record is Only Talk, he says. Well, this isn't a recommendation that I've not heard before, and I would prefer you try and get me tracks that I've not heard before. But the fact that you don't know how much I already love this tune says to me that I've not played it recently enough. I met Neil Finn when I was in New Zealand a couple of years ago with the band. He came to watch us play, which was a great honour. And he's a really sweet man, and we had a good chat about all things band. And he signed some CDs for my sister, because he's a lovely bloke. This is a really great tune. There's something about the backing vocal on the chorus that comes in. The lyrics, something about being weightless, and I don't know, there's something about the tone of it. It's just absolutely marvellous. Here are the Brothers Finn, a recommendation from Vance Williams. This is Suffer Never. Great, eh? The brothers Finn from the album Finn, and they were known as Finn. That was Suffer Never. It's a brilliant record. It's got a pale green cover. You should get it. It's great. Mark Gattenby got in touch. He says, hearing the Dandy Warhols on your show recently got me to think about tunage I was listening to at about the same time. The Rock by Delacota reminds me of star-filled night skies, flared trousers and smoking chimneys in the Black Country. Euphemism for pre-smoking band Nightlife. This is a great tune, and it's one of them that just sort of tickles the edge of a memory for me. It's the guitar loop that runs throughout the song. It's like, I know I've heard that before, but I don't consciously remember the band Delacota. Anyway, here it is. It really got me today. It's a really pleasant, innocent, summery atmosphere to it. It reminds me of more innocent times. What these eyes have seen, Mark Gattenby. Delacota and The Rock, here we go.
And I'm waiting for some action. If there's a photo
Delicota and the Rock, a song for Guy recommendation from Mark Gattenby. Keep on coming, please. A recommendation, not a request. Try and play me something you think I've not heard or you've never heard on the show, and let's continue growing our musical knowledge together. Someone else who educates us every week is the Beckopedia, our musical mystery... Hang on, I always get that wrong, don't I? Our mystery musical history girl. I came up with it as well, and I can never quite get my gob around it. Maybe I should write it on the wall that I stare at while I'm making this programme. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the Beckopedia. Now then?
Now then. Imagine a voice somewhere between Alison Goldfrapp and a theremin. That would be Yima Sumac. She was a Peruvian soprano who was best known as a proponent of exotica in the 50s and 60s, but was also famed for her extraordinary vocal range, which was well over 4 octaves. This took her from a full, warm baritone to coloratura soprano in the blink of an eye. One might assume that this unnatural talent was her only claim to fame, but had that been so, she would have lost her novelty value very quickly. What kept her in the spotlight was the vocal control, warmth of expression, and sheer abandon that was by turns breathtaking and seductive. Had she been an opera singer, she would have reached legendary status by now. By choosing the popular music route, she may have faded as tastes have changed, but she was enjoyed by millions in her lifetime, and thanks to her recordings, we'll be able to hear that wonderful, exquisite, impossible voice for countless years to come. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know. Amy Camus and Virgin of the Sun God.
Hello, I'm James Bradfield from Magic Preachers.
This Tuesday, it's an Album of the Day Plus with the Manic Street Preachers.
Ahead of the release of the band's 11th studio album, we'll be playing exclusive tracks across the day,
where you can hear the whole album in full for the very first time.
And then from one, James Dean Bradfield and Nicky Wye will be in conversation with us, Radcliffe and McConey, talking about their latest work, collaborations and recording from Cardiff to Berlin. The Manic Street Preachers
on Album of the Day Plus.
This Tuesday on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
I've not played anything from Bjork for a long time. One of my favourite records is Vespertine. And when I say favourite, I don't mean by her. I mean favourite. It's like one of those ones I couldn't live without. One of Bjork's songs would definitely be a Desert Island Disc if they were ever, you know, going to invite me on. Am I too young for Desert Island Disc? Somebody find out for me. Here is Bjork with The Beautiful Hidden Place. Check out the choirs on the chorus. Listen to what she's done with the human voice. I think it's extraordinary.
Hides in the
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
Bjork and Hidden Place. Here's another extraordinary lady, Jenny Lewis, from the album Rabbit Fur Coat. This is Happy. On the air.
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Hundreds of people like you and me. Oh, hurry on.
Hurry On Sundown by Hawkwind. That one's for Peter Alexander Jobson, my buddy and the bass player in I Am Clute, who revealed to me yesterday that not only does he listen to my programme on iPlayer in the bath, but that he ties his hair into a ponytail when he's doing it, just to complete the picture for you all. Make sure you do your undercarriage, mate. My chosen artist this week is post-Peter Gabriel Genesis, just trying to right the wrongs that of people that say that all the good stuff was while he was in the band. That is not true. Another one from A Trick of the Tail. This song's called Entangled. It's kind of in two parts. You have the song, which is beautiful in itself. It's quite dark in its themes, but very beautiful. And then the second half goes on this wonderful sort of exploratory keyboard thing. Even if prog's not your thing, it's orchestral, it's beautiful. And it was the structure of this song, just that, I think, the structure of this song and the arrangement of this song was the inspiration for an early Elbow song called Newborn. So see if it feels in any way like Newborn for you. Here is post-Gabriel Genesis from A Trick of the Tail. This is Entangled.
Still, well, thanks to our kindness and skill. Your breath and the nurse will present you the
Play. That was from A Trick of the Tail, which is the album to start with post-Gabriel Genesis. If you need some post-Gabriel Genesis, start with A Trick of the Tail. That was Entangled. One more from them before midnight. But now, this is another Song for Guy recommendation from Michael Lamb. And similarly to the Finn tune that I played in the first hour, I am very familiar with the song you've recommended, Michael, and the fact that you don't know that I know it means I've not played it regularly enough. So Michael Lamb from Ellesmere Port says, Ryan Adams' Shadowlands, dark, epic, with a great guitar solo at the end that feels like the answer or the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm inclined to agree with you. I'm not a massive fan of Ryan Adams. I find it just doesn't ring true. But this one I like very much. It's got a very interesting sort of production ethic to it as well, which makes it very satisfying when the solo that Michael talks about comes in. Enough of me talking about it. Here is Ryan Adams with the very sad but very epic Shadowlands.
Reach out into the darkness and find my little girl, because she's angry like a salesman who just couldn't make a sale. Through the wedding rings in the sewer, and damn them all to hell. Please lead her to the mountains that you fashioned out of sand, while the roaches climb the walls from the hotel where it calls. Most people never find the love. Most people never find the love. Sometimes you just can't be a man. Sometimes you just can't be a man. When you're living in the darkness of the Shadowlands, the Shadowlands, the Shadowlands.
There you go, Ryan Adams for Michael Lamb. That was Shadowlands. Once more, it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk if you have a song for Guy recommendation. Base it on the stuff I play on the programme and base it on the music I make with my band. There you go, simple as that.
Hey! One night, one band, one career-spanning set list. BBC Radio 6 Music in concert with Pixies. On Thursday, the 26th of September, Pixies are live at the BBC's Maida Vale Studios with me, Steve Lamack. Go to the 6 Music website now to register for your chance to be there. BBC Radio 6 Music in concert with Pixies.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
So JP Lancaster is our far-flung Manc. He's settled down with his wife, Luna, in Medellin, or Medellin, in Colombia. So hopefully, again for you, the sun's going down, you've got a cool beer. He sounds like he's enjoying life. And he suggested, as well as the Massive Attack tune that we heard in the first hour, he suggested this by Nina Simone. Now, this is going to work in two ways for two different categories of people. First of all, it is achingly beautiful and just sounds so authentic. I do love Nina so much. So it's a wonderful song that you're all going to enjoy. But any member of my immediate family, this other category now I'm talking about, any member of my immediate family will think that my mum is doing the backing vocals on this tune. My mum sings like the lady doing the backing vocals on this next Nina Simone tune, which kind of kind of ruins it for me, because I picture mum capering around Nina's piano. My mum's got a wonderful voice, by the way. Don't take it personally, mum. It's just that this is what she does over all music.
If you knew how I missed you, you would not stay away today. Don't you know?
My family will have got more out of that than the rest of you, but that was very beautiful, as well as being quite amusing for the children of my wonderful mother, Nina Simone, and If You Knew. This next one was recommended to me ages ago by a sister of mine. This is Bebel Gilberto's Samba de Banaco. And when my Elbow's monitor engineer, Julian Helm, who is a remarkably laid-back individual and a fantastic sound engineer, when Julian heard this, he came and found me and asked what it was, because the music that you hear when you're going into an Elbow gig, if there's nobody on the stage, the sort of background music that comes through the rig, are my choices of music. Not that I insist on that, it's just I enjoy maintaining it and keeping it up. If you want to know what any of them are, maybe I should do that, actually. Maybe I should publish what we call it, the walk-in tunes, because it's the tunes that people walk into our gigs to. Maybe I should publish online a list of the walk-in tunes so people can find anything they like the sound of. Anyway, this one always turns ahead. I'm going to play it for our Julian, Looking forward to working with him again soon. Here we go.
É melhor ser alegre que ser triste. Alegria é a melhor coisa que existe. É assim como a luz no coração. Mas pra fazer um samba com beleza é preciso um bocado de tristeza. É preciso um bocado de tristeza. Senão se faz um samba. Fazer samba não é contar piada. E quem faz samba assim não é de nada. O bom samba é uma forma de oração. O que o samba é a tristeza que balance. A tristeza tem sempre uma esperança. A tristeza tem sempre uma esperança de um dia não ser mais triste, não. Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência. Vai ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem um samba, não. Porque o samba nasceu lá na Bahia. Se hoje ele é branco na poesia. Se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração. É melhor ser alegre que ser triste. Alegria é a melhor coisa que existe. É assim como a luz no coração. Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência. Pra ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem um samba, não. O samba nasceu lá na Bahia. Se hoje ele é branco na poesia. Se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração.
Bebe Gilberto and Samba de Banaco. It's such a lovely piece of music, that, so laid back and wonderful. This next tune is a favourite. It's from Fredo Viola. It's called The Sad Song, And I think I mentioned last week that layering up your vocals is, what I mean by that is multi-tracking your vocals on a record, i.e. I record my voice and then I record my voice doing something else over the top, etc, etc. You keep going on like that. Robert Plant did it a lot. You know, plenty of people have done it in the past. Quite a lot of producers sniff at it as being in some way de rigueur, or less personal. Double tracking is different. If you've got two vocals doing the same line and nothing else, then it just masks the individuality of the lead line. But playing with it and harmonising with yourself and making it turn into something different, I think, is a wonderful thing. Have a listen to how effective it can be. Fredo Viola and The Sad Song. Did I say that, like, quite sad? The Sad Song. I didn't mean to, it just came out like that. Fredo Viola and The Sad Song. So Genesis are my chosen artists of the week. In particular, in fact, exclusively the post-Gabriel Genesis era. This is me trying to correct something that's been bugging me for a while. There's plenty of amazing post-Gabriel Genesis. It's just people tend to say, didn't they go rubbish when he left? And it's just not true. They were still brilliant. In actual fact, this next tune is post-Gabriel, post-Hackett. And I have to say, towards the end, of And Then There Were Three, you could hear where the band were going, and it more and more it began to sound like Phil Collins' backing group. I have no malice for Phil Collins. He's done some of the most amazing work I own. You know what I mean? He's an incredible musician. I don't like his very pop stuff, but I don't think he should be berated in quite the way he was for it. It's ridiculous. In any case, this is a fine song, a wonderful tune from post-Gabriel, post-Hackett Genesis. This is Snowman. That brings back so many memories. From And Then There Was Three, that was the last offering from Genesis this week. That was Snowman. If you want to know what the tunes are I've played this week, as always, they're on the Six Music website. Just go to my page and hit show by date or show by year. I still can't remember what it is. I could look, but that's no fun, is it? I promised you a touching story of past love, and I really love this style of writing that belongs to Amanda Tatai. Now, I'm afraid I'm quite late with this email. In fact, it was sent on the 23rd of June, so the events within have unfolded already in terms of it's about somebody's birthday. So yeah, sorry about that. It does take a while sometimes for your emails to filter through. It's because you're all so fascinating and have such great recommendations that there becomes a backlog. But we get there in the end anyway. Amanda Tatai says, "Am I your farthest listener? Much love from Victoria in British Columbia." Dear Guy, I like the way this starts. In 2008, me, a lovely Canadian girl from British Columbia. So you've already got a clear picture of the kind of woman Amanda is. In 2008, me, a lovely Canadian girl from British Columbia, travelled to Mexico to participate in a scuba conservation trip for 10 weeks with other like-minded travellers. No electricity and only ourselves, about 25 of us, on a deserted beach south of Tulum, residing in a roofless abandoned resort called Pez Maya, once used by rich travellers in the 70s, now destroyed by hurricanes, and perfect with tarps as roofs for gap holidayers. I was completely in love with a lively Brit by week six. We sat in the evenings and played the guitar while drinking warm beer, and he introduced me to Elbow, hey, along with many other songs. We sang each evening under All the Stars There Are. I can only describe it as the Living Life Aquatic, as it resembled the Ping Islands rescue scene of the Bondsman in the Wes Anderson film. I followed him to London, where we saw you in concert, and you created a new fan of me. I followed him to London, where we saw you in concert, and he created a new fan in me of many things British, but most of all your show and the BBC Six Music. Hey, way. We sang a lot together and did our best at the Global Love Affair, yet sadly in 2010 it was finished and life took on new turns. All this comes to you as A, I wonder if I'm your furthest listener currently listening on Sunday afternoon in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. No, you weren't. And B, it's Bill's birthday on June the 29th and I would like to wish him well. In the most symbolic gesture I can try to create, one rainy cold day in London, I came home from work to our flat in Dalston, tired and homesick, and poured a bath. Poured a bath, I like that. I was sad, and it was probably November, or a day that felt like all of November in one. Bill came to the bath with his guitar and sang a song called Statued by Ardem from Home Songs. Its main line is, "Let this be a moment that you won't forget all your life, and I haven't yet." I can still see him singing in the doorway of the bathroom with every detail. If you would play that, then I could return the gesture with love and a kiss that will reach you tomorrow from the other side of the world. You know what, if you want me to read your email out, quote me on lyrics to me. Oh, and maybe one Canadian saying for you, keep your stick on the ice. Now, I don't know what that means. Is that a hockey term? I think it probably is. One Canadian saying for you, keep your stick on the ice. Namaste, Amanda Tatai. Oh, what a touching story and what a lovely image. And I do love it, you know. It's so important to keep friendship and love between people who've been really intimate together. You know, it doesn't have to be one or the other. I'm very good friends with the women I've been in love with. There you go. This is such a beautiful song. And, you know, everyone's got that image of you two, Amanda and Bill. Being in love, him cheering you up in the bath with this number. Ardem himself, a fantastic lyricist and somebody I admire a great deal. This is Statued, and it's for Amanda and Bill and anybody who manages to remain friends with an ex, because it's important. Thank you.
solemn, somber time. Hold time, the falling rain. Hold him like you've never done. Let the
beautiful, eh? And a lovely, lovely email as well. Thank you, Amanda. Smogger, what a marvellous. I was talking about this tune last night with Peter Jobson. I was saying how I'd love to one day do an album with him of train covers. Just covers about songs that involve trains. Because I've realised I love loads of songs that involve trains. In fact, there you go, kids. That's next week's theme taken care of. Train songs, let's have your suggestions next week. I want to start with this one. Everybody's done this one. It's such a great tune, but I think Smog's version's the best. From A River Ain't Too Much to Love, which is the best place to start with Smog if you don't own any, this is their version of, or rather his version of, In the Pines.
The longest train I ever saw went down that Georgia line. Well, the engine went by at 6 o'clock, and the cab went by at 9. In the pines, in the pines, the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows. I asked the captain for the time of day. He said he threw his watch away. A long and steel ray in a short cross time, and I'm on my way back home. In the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines, we shiver when the north wind blows. little girl. What have I done that makes you treat me this way? Well, you have caused me to weep. You caused me to moan. You caused me to leave my home. In the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows.
Beautiful, eh? Sunday night stuff, folks. If we've got time, yes, let's stick this Joni Mitchell tune in. A Case of You, and this version is not the original that's on Blue. This is on Both Sides Now. It's an orchestral version. And it's a nostalgic song to start with, this one. And then to hear Joni do it with a jazzy, older voice, well, the first time I heard it, I cried a river.
Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada. And I sketched your face on it twice. Oh, you were in my blood like holy wine. Oh, and you taste so bitter, but you taste so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you. I could drink a case of you, darling. Still I'd be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet. In a box of paints, I'm frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time that you told me, you said love is touching souls. Surely you touched my hand, 'cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. Oh, you're in my
light like holy wine. And you taste so bitter, and you taste so sweet. I could drink a case of you. I could drink a case of you, darling. Still I'd be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet.
Beautiful stuff. I have enjoyed making the programme for you again. Thank you so much, everyone. Thanks to Peter and Michelle and everyone who helps me put the show together at Media City Salford. Thanks to the BBC for letting me have a show for all these years. It's very, very kind of you. Thanks to Sean. I never remember to thank Sean for having me on his programme once a week in order to plug this one. A special big thanks to Amanda and Bill for having been in love and sharing that story with us. I don't want to turn this programme into our tune, but that was a really touching story. Thanks, of course, to the Beckopedia. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to Jeff Buckley, sorry, but to you... Happy New Week. Night, Mum.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Ready on the left, ready on the right. Turn up that sound, because it's round about midnight. Yes, one and all, Don Letts here with your weekly dose of Culture Clash Radio. Guaranteed to fix every ailment with a selection of sounds that cross time, space and genres. In my medicine bag tonight, Franz Ferdinand, Joey Badass, Nightmares on Wax, The Faces, Trey Mission and Dread Zone featuring Mick Jones. That and more in the first hour. The second, well, that's a whole other affair. But we'll get to that when we get there. Right now, a classic from the Orb's new History of the Future comp. Little Fluffy Clouds.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds, and they were long and clear. There were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, they were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that. still see it in the desert.
Fine time drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Oh, beat it, man, beat it. Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cool.